I guess Tynes has been a really big bright spot.
Well, he's been good, you know, with the field goals. So we got to keep him going, keep his kickoffs going. That's one thing that hasn't been as good as it was last year, I don't think. Just the distance and the touchbacks and the kickoffs. And usually there's a lot of factors, with, you know, wind and venue and that type of thing.
You mentioned that Weatherford didn't kick the punt.
The direction in there. You know, he punted that ball in the middle and we wanted it outside the numbers. The first one was really a nice punt. The second one, he just caught a little bit inside and put it down the middle of the field. So that's something we got to adjust to, and I got to coach him to do that. So, you know, we're all a part of it.
No scores yet in the return game, Coach, but do you feel like you're in a better place in terms of the explosive guys you have back there in both the kick and punt return game this year?
We are. You know, I think our punt return got going a little bit, and you know, that guy's an outstanding punter who punts it a long way, so you always want to take advantage of that. Kick return game, you know, we just talked about last couple games, not been as clean as we wanted. But, you know, there were some things there yesterday that we felt we could take advantage of, and we just didn't get it done.
Marcus Coon's injury, how does that affect just personnel?
It affects, you know, whoever the next guy up is going to have to fill his role and do as well as he did, because he's done a good job. He's very willing, very eager, and he studies well, and he plays well. So he's part of the field goal, kickoff return, and sometimes the punt return team.